Warm welcome to our Sonte podcast, Teet Teet. My name is Susanne.
And I'm Ute.
And today we have a very special guest from Uschgorod. We have Maria Jurina. Very welcome, Maria.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome. And Maria is 20 years old. And as I said, you're from Uschgorod. You are a student of pharmacy. And you have a lot of volunteer things that you do. You work with the organization Heart to Heart and with the organization New Generation. You are going to tell us about it. And what is important is that your work is supported by the Sonte District 27. And you are going to tell us what you do with this support. Very welcome, Maria, in our podcast.
First of all, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm really happy to meet you. Yeah, I'm a student at Uschgorod National University, and I'm a volunteer of charitable foundation Heart to Heart for the last 7 years, almost 7 years. I'm also co-founder of organization New Generation, is organization of talented youth in our region, and we are working a lot in this period because it's a war and it's difficult psychologically for all of us. Mm-hmm. But I hope everything is getting better and we will have peace in our country. It's really important for all of us. And of course, support of Sonte is really valuable for us.
Okay, maybe first of all, we talk about your work during the war. What are you doing with these organizations? How can you help? I don't know whether it's refugees or orphans, I don't know.
In the evening of 24 February, when the war began, we had meeting with all volunteers and we decided to do something because, of course, all of us has own panic and we didn't know what to do. But when we had meeting, we decided, okay, it's time to continue working and do something important for refugees. And our charitable foundation, Heart to Heart, decided to take medical direction. And during these 5 months, we also work with refugees and by psychologically, we work with children. We deliver humanitarian aid, not only medication, but also food, hygiene products, special nutrition and clothing.
Mm-hmm. And how many refugees are there in Uschgorod? When we had some other Zontians a couple of weeks ago, then they told us that there are almost 100,000 refugees in Uschgorod. Is that still the same number or does it is it increased by now?
You know, it's still dangerous in every region in Ukraine, but dozens of refugees came back to their homes because they cannot stay here and live in like a guest, I mean, in our region. They wanted to come back to their home, to their city or villages, and it's still not too much refugees, but every day we meet new people who came to our region and they don't know what to do. In the next few weeks, they need food because they don't have work. Of course, they don't have money. They don't have apartments. So we are trying to find them shelter. And most of all with children, and they need children nutrition.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into contact with Sonte? Because these two organizations, which you named like New Generation and Heart to Heart, they are not Sonte organizations. How did you get into contact?
Yes, last year when my friends saw announcement about Zonta Award and they sent it to me that I should apply, so I decided to apply and I was a participant, and it was the first time when I met Zonta Club, and I also met many sincerely women. So from last year I know about Zonta Club in our city and about Zonta District 27. So we try to cooperate before the war in some events or something like this, and when the war began, so we cooperated much more than it was before.
Okay, that's really interesting. Maybe we tell people that you won this award from Uzhgorod, and then you applied for the Zonta International Award Women in Technology with all your volunteer work. So this is how you came in contact with the Zonta Club, which was obviously lucky for you.
Yes, it was a great opportunity for me, and actually I'm glad for this experience. Again, I met really great women in, not only in our region but also in Europe, I mean Zontians. And when the war began, I received a letter from Zontians of District 27. In the letter there was many kind words, and Zontians were ready to help me by shelter if I need this. It was in the first days of war, and I really appreciate it. I was surprised that Zonta District 27 didn't forget about me, because I participated last year and it's 20 months past. So I was surprised, and in that moment I understood if there is something getting worse and if it become more and more dangerous for me and for my family, I'm not alone and I can move to Germany. I will find shelter there for some period. So, and after this I told them, okay, I will stay here as much as long as it possible, and if there is something getting worse, I will move to Germany. Mm. And they said, okay, don't worry, we will help you if you need this. And then I wrote them about what I'm doing. I wrote about our organization, that I'm a volunteer, and I asked them about help.
Yeah, and with whom are you in contact? Is it Regine and Petra Helf and all these people?
Yeah, I also spoke with Petra, with Regine, with many Zontians from District 27.
Yeah, very good.
So what about the Zonta Golden Z clubs? You're in the right age. Is this something you have in the Ukraine, or did you have, you know, what the The Z clubs, Golden Z clubs are, the Zontia clubs?
Yes. You mean, did I know Zontians in my region?
No, this is for the young women, actually.
Yeah, I'm 20 years now. So last year I was 19, and it was this age that it was before 20 years old, this already, so it was okay for me.
Okay, and what Ute means is Golden Z is the young organization of Zonta, so young women like you could work there in this network, but maybe this is an opportunity for the future.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for future, and I think we will cooperate and work together.
Yes, and can you give us some examples what Zonta District 27, I think they will help with money, what you do with this money, or is it more psychological support, what helps most?
When I wrote to Zonta about situation and when I asked them to help us, in that moment we were needed medicine and food for refugees. We were needed special nutrition for kids and hygiene products. So yes, they wrote me about support and help. They helped us, and we in that moment when I said our volunteers team, that we will have support from Zonta Club District 27. Some of our volunteers were crying because in that situation, in that moment, situation getting worse, and it was like a blessing for us. Of course, every week I did, and I'm continue doing a weekly report, and I write what we did, what are we doing, and what will we need on the next week. So we, with Zonta support, we bought needed medicine, we bought food, we bought special kids nutrition like lactose free and hypoallergenic and so on. And I can't imagine how it would be and what we would do without support of Zonta, because in many occasions we would not have possibility to help people by medicine or just help by food.
And you can buy all these things in Ukraine, but you need the money to buy it. Is that right? Or do they send the medicine?
We need money to buy medicine. We are trying to cooperate with many partners, and some partners help us buy food, so we don't need to buy this, and we are trying to spend money very carefully, because we understand the situation is unexpected for all of us. So yes, but Zonta District 27 is one of the most reliable support our partners. So yes, I know many Zontans will listen to this podcast, and I would like to express my deepest gratitude to all of them who support Ukraine, who support Ukrainians, women, kids, because we need this now as never before, and I know we will never forget this help.
Very nice words. Thank you very much. I think everybody will be... feel very warm-hearted to hear this, and it's so nice that we can talk to you about this.
And what is your personal situation? Are you still staying in Ukraine, and you don't have any plans to leave the country?
You know, now I'm a four-year student. I need 1 year more to graduate my university. But I don't know what will be on this week, what will be in the next week. And like many Ukrainians, we don't have possibility to plan something in our lives because it's still dangerous. Like with our new generation youth organization, we work with children who came from regions where were bomb attacks, and we see their psychological situation. It's still difficult. They're working with psychologists, but we will never forget the sound of air alarms, and I will never forget my feelings during the first week of the war, because it's I cannot say that it is stress, because stress it's much easier than that feeling that we felt. It was just like I even don't know how to describe this.
No words for this.
No words for this. You're just feeling this, like something inside you is damaged, and you don't know what to do. You understand that the most only one thing you need is you and your family. That's all. To be alive. And we had. Unfortunately, we had one bomb attack in our region, and we understood it's still dangerous, and now we still have air alarms. So we are trying to do what we can. I mean, help refugees, help our doctors to save lives, and everything in this way.
Oh, Maria, that's really very, very... Yeah, fascinating talking to you and getting all these impressions in your lives. We are really thinking of you and we are very glad to be able to help you. It's only very small what we can do, but we like to ask people to donate further to Ukrainian help from the Zonta District 27, and hopefully you you can manage the situation and finish your studies in Ukraine. And
I hope everything will be good, and thanks again to all Zontians who support us, because your help is huge for us. It's important. We did for this months with Zonta support, we did a lot of things, and I'm trying to send to Zonta District 27 pictures from refugees that they received medicine or food or what they need, and I sent pictures from people to whom we delivered this help, like food or medicine, and they're so thankful. Also, when I was when I delivered this help, I told them about Zonta Club and with whom help we can do this. So they were surprised, and they told me a lot of words of thanks, and I would like to express my gratitude to Zontians for their support.
Yeah, we got this. We got this, Maria. Thank you very much for your time, and all the best to you in Ushgorod.
Thanks a lot. Maria. Wish you the best too.
And don't stop working like you do. It's amazing what you're doing. It's really, really amazing, and good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye, Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye.